open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Very happy to be with you on a Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stacked show for you tonight. Coach Shurmur, Pat Shurmur, will join us. We'll talk a little bit about what took place yesterday, the rookie training camp that was here in Berea. And then, of course, with all the team reporting today and everybody on the field tomorrow for the full training camp tomorrow here in Berea, we'll preview that with Coach Shurmur. We're also going to have Ross Tucker with us. Now, you might remember that name. You probably do, as a guy who played briefly with the Browns, but his main role is as a co-host for SiriusXM NFL Radio. We worked together a little bit there. And Ross is going to give us some national perspective on this Browns team. You look forward to that. We'll get you caught up, too, on things that are going on with the Browns as far as training camp. Brett Reynolds, Vice President of Marketing of the team, will join us a little later in the show to give you some particulars about training camp, which you're definitely going to want to hear. And we always want to hear from you. You dial us in on our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Or locally, 440-824-6134, as this gentleman did.
Hi, Vic. This is Andy from Toronto, huge Cleveland Browns fan, and congratulations on one terrific year on Browns Daily. My dad and I head down to a game each year for the past seven seasons, and I had a question on the defense. With Victor runs man-to-man in comparison to zone, hear a lot about less interceptions on the man-to-man, and wanted to hear the pros and cons for doing man-to-man defense compared to zone. Thanks once again, and keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for those kind words and the fact that you make that trek from Toronto to Cleveland. Yes, great question about the differences. It's about using one or the other, and of course, before Dick Durant's arrival, the Browns were a zone team mostly defensively when Rob Ryan was the defensive coordinator, Rex Ryan's brother, twin brother, and that's what they chose to do. But keep this in mind. With both defenses, Dick Duron's mostly man cover scheme and Ryan's mostly zone scheme, you're not playing exclusively those types of defenses in either case. You do have switch. You switch it up. You change it up for sure. Yes, the Browns are mostly a man team. And in the scheme of a four-man line, primarily with three linebackers, the corners are asked to cover man-to-man. And the idea is to free up as many other defenders as possible to rush the quarterback from the line primarily and to get into the box and keep try to defend the run that way. Keep as many people available. Zone coverage, you're taking more risks. It does give you some different options when you're blitzing and you're covering areas of the field. It also gives you, unlike man-to-man, more interception opportunity. And man-to-man, you're kind of locking things down and you're preventing a quarterback. You're hoping to hold, forcing the quarterback to hold the ball longer. In zone coverage, you're coming at him. The urgency will come from the rush because your coverage is loose enough where if the quarterback doesn't, if the blitz is picked up and if the quarterback can see things right away, sight adjustment, get rid of that ball quickly, he has opportunities to make big plays because there are gaps in that zone that are available and to be exploited. So, again, it's a matter of preference and what you know. Dick Duron knows this scheme, has coached this scheme a long time, and I think it works very well for him. The corners always want to build up interceptions. It helps their individual accomplishment. Joe Hayden went through kind of that whole culture shock, if you will, the first year under Duron, but he's comfortable knowing that it's a scheme in which he can excel and play better. You don't necessarily measure it by the picks as much as he did in zone coverage. We also get your questions via the Browns Facebook and Twitter pages, and our Twitter page, by the way, which is a new one that just launched. It's @Browns_Daily. @Browns_Daily, our official Cleveland Browns Daily Twitter page, and we encourage you to visit that for show updates throughout the day, photos. Our production assistant, Danielle Lavelli, working that particular page very hard each day to give you the latest on what we have on the show. And this question from there, from TML, he asked me, which position do I feel the Browns didn't do enough to improve, and do I think it will be addressed? Overall, I would say just about every position group, especially when you include the Josh Gordon selection in the supplemental draft, was addressed in I think sufficient manner, especially with that pick. I don't know that any spot was left. You know, you're talking O-line. You've got a likely starter there. The hope is that Mitchell Schwartz is going to be the right tackle. The D-line, you might have a starter emerge from there with John Hughes in an emergency role, if you will, because of Phil Taylor's injury. The secondary might not have gotten a whole lot of love, but you know what? It got love in the previous two drafts enough that I think he can carry things over. But Trevin Wade, not to discount his arrival in this year's draft, but it might be an area that maybe didn't get as much as others. And I'm not so sure that it's an oversight in any way, but it's an evolving process. And I think what you will see, to just sort of maybe go a little more general with your second question about what area would be addressed more, secondary and maybe, you know, the defensive side could be addressed in further drafts and further acquisitions going forward with the program. But this was an offensive intensive offseason, with particularly, of course, with the draft, because of the foundation defensively that was built. And the hope is that you're just going to need less and less help through new players, that the young players you've put in place get to be older players, get to develop and blossom for you. All right, we are just getting this thing started, and in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from the head coach of the Browns. Pat Shurmur is going to join us. We'll break things down with Pat, the rookie training camp, and tomorrow's start of the full-fledged training camp here in Berea, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Browns fans, unite! Single game tickets go on sale Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. This is your chance to purchase single game tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the opener versus the Eagles on September 9th, or division rivals Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers. Don't miss it. Single game tickets go on sale beginning Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information.
Have you heard? Clear Choice, America's number one choice for dental implants, is also Ohio's leader in dental restoration. Stay tuned for details about a special offer just for you.
Do you have missing or failing teeth? Well, did you know that Clear Choice, the experts, are based right here in Cleveland? Come see our state-of-the-art dental implant center by giving us a call at 1-855-229-9227. And if you call right now, you'll get a free consult with our doctors, including a free 3D CAT scan.
You heard it. We have special appointments with our experts just for our radio listeners. Your free consultation will also include a free 3D CAT scan, a $700 value. So call now to take advantage of this limited radio offer.
What are you waiting for? Schedule your risk-free consultation with a Clear Choice doctor today and start living the life you deserve tomorrow. Call 1-855-229-9227. That's 1-855-229-9227. Or visit clearchoice.com.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
inside the Eastside Mazda marketing meeting.
Wow, Ben, we finished June with our best results ever. 173 cars sold. We blew away our old record. I love it. What's going on?
Well, Mazda's happening. They're giving us 0% financing for 60 months, and people are loving the 40 MPG Skyactiv 3 and the new CX-5 that gets the best mileage of any SUV in its class. But our not-so-secret weapon is our $1,000 best price guarantee. People are loving our deals and how easy it is to buy a Mazda here.
Well, I haven't signed a single $1,000 check yet, so you must be beating the other guys by at least $500.
Every time, Pat, and we make the deal easy, fast, and transparent.
It's so simple. Customers are going to save at least $500 or get $1,000. It's a no-brainer. So people just need to understand one thing. To get the best Mazda deal in town, don't stop till you shop Eastside. Well, maybe we should have a jingle about don't stop till you shop.
Don't stop till you shop.
Well, maybe not, Ben.
Don't stop till you shop Eastside, home of the $1,000 best price guarantee. See esmazda.com for details.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And back with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So happy to be with you and hanging out for the full part of this hour talking ball. That's what we do. That's our thing. And we also, by the way, want to remind you that we've been on the air for a year, and we celebrated that one-year anniversary yesterday, but it's kind of a week-long celebration, so we're very thrilled for that. And we're also thrilled for this. We want you to join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. That's Saturday, July 28th. It benefits Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. The ride will begin at Southeast Harley-Davidson and end at the Cleveland Browns training facility here in Berea. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. And to find out more, to sign up today, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment coming up here is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So happy to have with us now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back. You know, this is the time of year that we look forward to as coaches. The players will all be in today. And we'll be able to go out there and start practicing, get ready for what I think is going to be it's a very exciting time for us, and I we're hopeful that it's going to be an exciting season.
Let's back it up to yesterday when you had the rookies mm-hmm. on the field. Almost all of them were the only ones there, with a few exceptions from the veteran side. But your overall impressions of how that went with your rookie group on the field?
Well, we had the rookies, of course, and then selected vets and quarterbacks. And first observation was is the guys that were here a year ago, the quarterbacks and a couple of linemen. I saw guys that have improved. Number one, and so I think they benefited from the play they had last year as well as the work in the spring, so there was improvement there. And then the rookies who were here in the off season, I saw also guys are a little better shape, and again there was some retention there that was very good. So there's been progress made getting ready for this camp, and now we got to go out and add the physical nature of training camp to it, as well as fine-tuning our schemes, and then get ready to go play.
Is there a definitive way that you are measuring just from, say, the off-season, the mini-camps and the OTA workouts with those rookies, especially, and then will it be true also with veterans, a measurable way in either in your mind or on paper that when you go out there and see them on the field, you can identify to yourself, yep, these guys have made this kind of strides. This player has jumped this far ahead. And I guess you hope, of course, no one's slipped.
Yeah, no, I think when you watch them practice, you can see the improvement. And then we'll know how it carries over when we start playing preseason games and they do it for real. And so that's what we're looking forward to. Coaches, being that we're teachers, you know, we embrace the process of teaching these young guys to do what they need to do. And so we're looking forward to working with them.
And that teaching being done, and it's a couple of different people, a few different people than you had from a year ago, has that changed the dynamic at all of the staff as far as how the teaching is going on the practice field, maybe compared to a year ago?
Well, when you add, in my opinion, very fine coaches, you know, I think what you end up doing is you help things work smoother. And I've seen, you know, I'm thinking of Timmy Houck on defense with the secondary. I'm looking at, I'm thinking of Brad Childress, our offensive coordinator, and then, of course, Nolan Cromwell. All guys that I know and have played years with.
Right.
And so, but I've seen the reason why I hired them, because they're outstanding teachers, and that rubs off on the players, and the players perform better. We're more productive, and then at the end of the day, win more games.
Coach, the guy who was getting a lot of attention, of course, because it was his first practice with the Browns, is Josh Gordon, your second-round pick in the supplemental draft. Such an impressive physical specimen, first and foremost, and he was so much larger, I guess, than everybody around him, at least among the rookies. And then, you know, I noticed the big hands, the fluidity of his movement. And for a guy who has not played football in a long time, he certainly didn't show that to a great degree in what he was doing out there in performance, at least to the naked eye.
Well, he's a big man, and you could see even just in a rookie practice there, really a limited practice, that he can catch the football, and you can see that he can burst, and we know that he can run. And so, you know, we're going to get him going as quickly as possible. You know, I want to manage some of the expectations initially, because he did come in with a little bit of a quad strain. And again, I'm not going to focus on injuries through this camp,
right.
But, you know, we're going to have to, and then he hasn't played, although he practiced last year at Utah, he hasn't played much football here in the last half of the year. So, we got to get him going. We got to be smart about it and, do what we can to get him on the field.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You were peppered with questions, I think that puts it mildly, about the starting quarterback position and the timetable. People really fascinated with when are you going to make this official. But again, the way I'm looking at it here is there really a rush? You did say sooner is better. But if you could first explain why sooner is better, definitively for you, why it's better for the team. But secondly, in your mind, and I know you're not revealing it, but in your mind, do you have somewhat of a timetable that you specifically want to do this and reasons for doing it that way?
Well, you said it just like I did. Sooner is better, and I have an idea of what I'd like to do, but I got to see the things happen, and. You know, we have a work to do here. We've got a couple weeks of practice, and then we got preseason games as we prepare for the season. And I will make that announcement who the starter is in a way that makes sense for our team, mm-hmm. and gives us the best chance to go out and play our first game with that guy being under center as the number one guy.
Are you generally happy with both what you see from the quarterbacks, because you got to see all of them throwing yesterday, and I know it was just one session, but you certainly watched them through those off-season workouts, and they were essentially doing the same thing yesterday that they had done in those workouts previously. And two, with the overall just mindset of the position.
Yeah, I think we've improved the quarterback position. I think the players within that group, for a couple reasons. Number one, I think we've added talent. You know, Brandon is a very talented guy that has all the things you're looking for to play quarterback in this league. And then I think the guys that were here a year ago have improved. And so that's why I believe that position is stronger than it was a year ago.
Pat, when you get everybody on the field tomorrow, when you get the entire roster together tomorrow for practice and then on from there with everybody with the full-out training camp, what are some of the expectations you have to see these veterans now join in? And I guess I'm talking about like the tempo, the mentality, the challenge, you know, hearing so many folks nationally say that this team will win no games or one game, the low expectations that have been thrown out there. As you mentioned yesterday in the news conference, it's pretty much everything you hear about.
Right.
Is that all of that kind of factor into what you want to see with hunger and chips on shoulders and that sort of thing with your players?
Well, first of all, we have a bunch of pros here. who take great pride in their work, and they don't need outside predictions to motivate them. That's first, and then secondly, you know, I'm looking for us to come out in practice, compete, learn what to do, and then finish. And then I think if we do that time and time and time again, play after play, then the group of players that we're going to make our 53 will become obvious, and then we'll get those guys ready to go and play a season. And then that's where it's at. And then once that happens, you do whatever you can to win each game you play. And right. So that's where we're at. And, you know, I'm going to tell the players this evening, hey, you've got a seven-month time horizon here, and we do everything we can in this next 6.5, 7 months to commit to winning football games and giving ourselves a chance to do the things we want to do.
Beyond the obvious, which is that you didn't have an off season last year,
right,
as a first-year coach, beyond that, what is different about you as you enter this camp? What are some of the notable things in maybe your approach, your attitude, whatever it might be? Are we in any way seeing, I know you want to be yourself and not try to, you weren't remaking yourself. I'm not going there. I'm just talking about your whole mindset, your whole way of looking at this when you're out in that practice field.
Well, I'll be able to talk to the players differently. I answered a question yesterday about the first meeting last year and the first meeting this year. And you say things different to somebody you just meet than ones that you've had a chance to work with for over a year now. And so I think that's, you know, that's the difference from that standpoint. I know them. I know what they can do, our players. I've watched our coaches work. I know what fine teachers they are. And I know what it took to build something in Philadelphia, and then we started to build, and we ended up falling, in my opinion, a few bad plays short of winning the division in St. Louis in our second year with a rookie quarterback.
Right.
And so, you know, I got a good idea that we're going to see some of the things you need to see to get this thing going.
And as much as you know them, they know you. They know what they're expecting, which
right.
they didn't have a year ago. So that's as equally critical.
I think so. You'd have to ask them that.
Right. But a comfort level allows for better communication.
Well, we'll be able to communicate. I don't think I'm not so concerned about comfort. I think I'm concerned about them doing what's right. And, again, knowing each other helps.
Coach, thank you so much.
Appreciate All right.
the
look
time.
Forward to it.
Look forward to it, too. He is Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wait to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow,
nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
It's time for the MMA Minute. Now, with the latest mixed martial arts news, here's the host of Inside the Cage, Jordan Sherwood.
At UFC 149 over the weekend, Hedin Barral claimed the interim UFC bantamweight title over Uriah Faber via five-round unanimous decision. Barral used his superior striking and takedown defense to keep the former WEC featherweight champion at bay and set up a future date with current UFC bantamweight champion Dominick Cruz. Also on the card, Tim Boach stopped the 25-fight unbeaten streak of Hector Lombard, besting the former Bellator middleweight champion via split decision. That might derail Lombard's chances of UFC gold, but that does not deter his value in the 185-pound division. Now the winners on Saturday night included Czech Congo, Matt Riddle, and James Head.
That's the MMA Minutes, presented by McCarthy's Downtown. The best place to watch UFC 150 on August 11th with no cover charge. McCarthy's Downtown.
Welcome to Bunker's Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo. Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress. For my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a refreshing Thai iced tea. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
Come to Bonefish Grill from 4 to 6:30 Sunday through Thursday and enjoy Bang Bang tacos, ceviche, lollipop roll, sushi, and Bang chicken for just $5 each.
It's the perfect time for a summer fling. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, you can join the Browns for a family night that's presented by Smuckers on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice under the lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as a post-practice autograph session and fireworks. Admission is free. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic segment of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. William from Facebook says or asks, will Emmanuel Acho get a chance to challenge Frosty Rucker and Marcus Bernard for a starting defensive end role? You know, I think Frosty Rucker is pretty well the guy that is going to end up at that right end position. And I think they stay with the look of Jabal Sheard on the left side where he's comfortable. And Rucker was brought in, even though he was rotating in as a backup in Cincinnati, with the idea that he would, you know, man things at that right end spot. And I think with, when I look at the physical prototype of Acho, I don't know that he brings enough of the true size that you want for an end. I'm not saying he couldn't work there at all, but I think there's still more physically in my mind, more linebacker to the guy. And I think he has to make a contribution, especially on special teams. Eric Facebook, he said, does anyone else find it interesting that the receivers all practice catching the ball and then immediately dropping it to catch another pass? Why instill this function of dropping the ball about half a second after catching it? It doesn't make sense to me. Well, Eric, here's what Eric's talking about. So there's a drill where the players are catching the pass quickly, of course, on routes. These are like shallow routes, usually shallow crosses. And then getting rid of that ball to go and catch a second ball. They're catching two passes in the course of the drill, right? So you can't, you know, catch a ball. It's not natural. It's not a football thing to have one ball in your hand and then wait for the quarterback to throw another one to you, right? So you got to rid yourself of the first ball to get the second one. I don't think it's about getting used to dropping. This is not the same as a pass bouncing off your fingers. You've caught it, and then you've released it to catch the second one. Hand-eye coordination, all that stuff. I think it could have actually quite the opposite effect of improving, instilling that ability to concentrate and catch the football. Stefan from Twitter, from the Browns official Twitter page, he says, not even a Browns fan. I'm not even a Browns fan, Stefan says, but I'd love to see what Whedon can do. He ran that air raid offense at Oklahoma State. Yeah, I think we're all in that same place, Stefan, of seeing what he can do. And I think his experience with that Oklahoma State offense is something the Browns want to see replicated in some way, shape, or form, especially from a prolific scoring standpoint here with the Browns. No doubt about that. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. Ross Tucker is going to join us from SiriusXM NFL Radio. Spent a little time with the Browns, a training camp with them or a preseason with them. We'll hear from Ross Tucker. He'll give us a national perspective on the team. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Have you just about had it with TV timeouts? Would you like to tell the ref what he can do with his whistle? Are your lips chapped to the point that you can't muster one more cheer? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in four great flavors. And just the ticket when you want to scream, stick it. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, thank you to run around. You'll find everything you need.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and I got to tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, so what does that mean for you? Well, check these deals out. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much more, leased for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this. They have $2,000 off MSRP on every new 2012 Jeep Wrangler. Plus, all the 2012 Wranglers are available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to the all-new location now open at 310 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile and get one before they're gone. Tell them the road man sent you. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off the Jeep Wrangler plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports. The all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24/7, 365 through the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Golfers, join Bruce, Chris, and me, Greg Brinda, Thursday, August 9th at Sweetbriar Golf Course in Avon Lake for the inaugural Hole-in-One Classic. Tee off is at 10 a.m. with the Hooligans and the Really Big Show broadcasting live from the outing. Tickets are $150 per person and include golf, lunch, dinner, and a gift package valued at over $90. For more information, go to ESPNCleveland.com/Hole-in-One or call Sweetbriar at 440-933-9001 to book your foursome today. The Hole-in-One Classic is brought to you by Sweetbriar Golf Course, Northfield Park, Kinnegan, and ESPN Cleveland.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, join the Browns for Family Night, presented by Smucker's on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice under the lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as a post-practice autograph session and fireworks. Admission is free. For more information, you can attend, on how to attend, you can visit clevelandbrowns.com. And also, Browns fans, make sure you unite. Single game tickets go on sale Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. This is your chance to purchase single game tickets for all exciting home matchups. Don't miss it. Visit clevelandbrowns.com for more information.
Very happy to have with us now Ross Tucker. You know him from Sirius XM NFL Radio, former NFL offensive lineman. Actually had a cup of coffee or a cold drink, whatever you want to call it, with the Cleveland Browns back in 2006. Ross, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic. Yeah, well, number one, I don't drink coffee. And number two, it was August and it was really hot. So let's go with a cold drink for sure, because I was there for about a month during the 06 training camp preseason.
Let's start with that, because it was an interesting thing where you got to start preseason games, right? Three of them, the last three, but never actually played in the regular season for the Browns. Tell me the story.
Well, I was with the Patriots, battling for a job there, and all of a sudden they pulled me out of a two-minute drill at the end of practice. I thought, boy, that's a bad sign. right in the middle of a drill, I thought, they must not be liking me here anymore. And then right after that, the offensive line coach said, hey, here's what happened. You know, we just traded you to Cleveland. I was like, really? He said, yeah. And I said, what did you get for me? and he said, bag of balls, messing around. And I'll never forget, because I went, I knew I was traveling there the very next day, so I went in the cold tub. It was just weird to be in the cold tub with Tom Brady and Larry Izzo and some other guys. And Larry Izzo had heard, he's like, getting one last cold tub session. And I said, yep. And he's like, where are you going, Cleveland? I said, yep. And the other guys in the cold tub were like, really? I said, yeah, but I knew that they needed me, and I knew I was going to be going there, so I wanted to make sure my legs were fresh. Because that was the off season where Charles Bentley had torn his knee up.
Okay.
So I actually spoke with some people at the Browns, and they said, you're going to start our next preseason. You're our center. So it was interesting. I flew there on a Wednesday morning, and literally Wednesday afternoon I was flying to the first preseason game in Philadelphia, which is actually where I'm from. Now, they didn't have me play in that game, but I spent the whole time learning the offense and whatever. Then I ended up starting the last three preseason games, thought I played pretty well, and really, got an apartment and figured I'd be starting the opener against the New Orleans Saints. I think that was actually Reggie Bush's rookie year.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, final cut day, I wasn't even sweating it. I wasn't worried about it. But they called me, and they had traded for Hank Fraley. Now, I had only ever started four games at center at that point, and Hank had been starting for the Eagles for years, and so they made the move to get Hank Fraley, and they didn't even keep me as the backup because my salary would have been guaranteed and Lenny Freeman's wouldn't. And so, it's a long story, but
okay.
At any rate, I had a three-week stint with the Browns. It was I don't really count it, but it was one of the five teams I played for, I guess.
I was just going to say, five teams that you played for in the NFL. Washington Redskins, of course, joining them as a rookie in 2001. Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills. You mentioned the Patriots, Browns, and then you had another stint with the Redskins in 2007. This in a seven-year NFL career. The main reason, of course, Ross, to talk with you is your media endeavors. You have lots of really good and strong opinions that you share with listeners of SiriusXM NFL Radio on the Morning Drive show. And I know I've co-hosted with you several times and really enjoy that. And you also write for SportsUSAMedia.com. People can check out your work there. I want to start with what really looks like pretty harsh perspective on this Browns team from the national media, or at least some of the national media. Some saying that they could win one game, maybe no games. And I don't know, Ross, it just strikes me as a pretty surprising and harsh thing given the moves that I think they've made that have been positive in the offseason with the drafting of Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon. I mean, just a lot of moves to make their offense so much better.
Well, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Look, they had a good, solid year defensively last year, and so I think a lot of people expect them to be as good defensively, maybe even a little bit better if the Frosty Rucker move pans out. But I think people look at it offensively, Vic, and I think there's skepticism as to whether or not Brandon Whedon, as a rookie, will be a better player than Colt McCoy was in his second year. And I also think that people take a look at the wide receiving core, and despite the fact that they just got Josh Gordon, who, by the way, I like that move, still think that they lack something to be desired there. And, of course, they're in a division, as you well know, where all three of the other teams made the postseason a year ago. I've got them at four wins. I know that's a win down from what they got last year. I think, frankly, Vic, you know, one of the things that's really hurting this team is there's a public perception issue that stems from a couple of moves that were made. Basically, the non-Robert Griffin III move, I mean, the fact that they reportedly went after it but weren't able to seal the deal, even though they kind of had better cards to play or a better hand than did the Redskins with having two first-round picks this year and a higher first-round pick. And then Mike Holmgren's comments after the fact about, I'm not sure there's anything we could have given up that would have been able to get that done. And then just how the whole Brandon Whedon thing allegedly went down where, these are all based on reports, but reportedly they wanted Kendall Wright. He wasn't there. So they took Brandon Wheaton instead, even though they were going to try and get him at 37 or late in the first round. It's interesting to me, Vic, because those are all things that nobody really knows for sure. But then once they're reported and talked about enough, everyone takes them as Bible. And because of those two moves, they've become an easy target, easy punching bag. And you know as well as anybody kind of how the media usually works in that regard.
Yeah, no, you're right, and a lot of punches thrown for sure. Ross Tucker joining us from SiriusXM NFL Radio, former NFL offensive lineman, former Brown. Ross, I want to talk, first of all, when you mentioned about your prediction of four wins, that would actually be even with what the Browns had in 2011. They had five the year before, four. But that's okay. It sets up perfectly my next question, which is, if indeed you're right, and they hover around that area record-wise, but you bring in all this new talent offensively, quarterback, running back, offensive tackle with Mitchell Schwartz, who is projected to start at right tackle, is it possible to see progress and still maybe not have that record for the other reasons you mentioned, the difficulty of this division? Again, fans hate to even go with that notion. They measure progress, as we all do, in wins, losses. But do you have any sense that we could see the improvement at quarterback, the improvement at running back, the improvement in lots of places offensively? You mentioned you like Josh Gordon, the impact he might have, along with maybe Travis Benjamin, the improvement perhaps at receiver in general, and still not necessarily see a dramatic jump in wins.
Well, I think that's a great way to look at it, and I think the knowledgeable, smart Browns fans will know that you simply cannot put a number on the amount of wins this year that it would take for them to feel good about where the Browns are going. It's not fair to anybody. And you know, that's one of those deals where if people start to say, well, they got to win at least six games, or if the owner said that, or whatever the case might be, I think that would be foolish. Because what if they lose their first 12 and win their last four, you know, in convincing fashion? What if you see real progress from Brandon Whedon and Greg Little and Josh Gordon and Travis Benjamin and Trent Richardson towards the end of the year? You know, the Browns are going to have to go this year in terms of their fans by the eye test. I don't think anybody actually believes that they'll have a winning record or make the postseason, but it's about what they look like. Do you feel like they're making progress? Because if you think about it right now, with what they did at quarterback, running back, and what they've done the last 2 years at wide receiver, with Little, Gordon, and Benjamin in particular, they are really setting themselves up nicely for the long haul and building this thing the right way, which is why I liked last year's trade so much, to stockpile those picks, if in fact they hit on these picks. I mean, if Richardson's what everybody thinks he is, if Whedon's what some people think he is, and if Little and Gordon can produce, then you've got something that really gives you a chance. I think any type of quick fix, Vic, if they brought in some veteran free agents and they got to 6-10 or 7-9, what does that really do for you? I mean, the only way they're really going to compete over the long haul in this division with the Steelers and the Ravens, and even the Bengals to a lesser extent, is if they build it the right way through the draft, stockpile picks, you know, just get so much talent and young talent that can grow together that they can start to make strides every year and really have a chance to legitimately compete in 2013.
Ross, another subject that has been troubling around the NFL is just a long laundry list of players getting in trouble off the field. You and I have discussed this recently on the shows that we did with SiriusXM NFL Radio, and you know, Marshawn Lynch being one of the more prominent names involved, but just on, and the Detroit Lions, you know, having yet another player involved with issues multiple times, and then they just said goodbye to the guy. How do you see this playing out on a league-wide basis?
Well, I think it's probably time, Vic, for Roger Goodell to make another big statement, unfortunately. I mean, if you look at the numbers since he took over as commissioner, they've been going down. And by numbers, I'm talking about the number of total arrests in the NFL. Now, it hasn't been drastic, but I think it's been from 79 to 62 or so, maybe even below 60. It's gone down 3 to 5 to 7 sort of each year. And I think a big part of that was because in 2008, his first full year as the commissioner, he really came down hard.
Right.
On a lot of guys. I mean, if you look at Pac-Man Jones out for a year, Tank Johnson 8 games, Chris Henry 8 games. And given what's happened over the last 3 weeks or so, I think it's probably time for another day of reckoning, so to speak, because if you look at it, Marshawn Lynch, you know, this is his third what I would term serious transgression. Kenny Britt just got arrested for his 8th arrest since he came in the NFL in 2009. You know, I could stand up here, Vic, and say, oh, my gosh, they need to come down harder on these guys. As a player, former player, I just look at it like, we don't need those guys. You know, the league has gone on without Pac-Man Jones. The league has gone on with Michael Vick. The league goes on without everybody. You ever notice? Nobody cares. It just moves on.
The wheel keeps turning.
Yeah, they don't need those guys. But I also think, you know, if it's a first offense for somebody, I can understand, you know, taking that into account and not totally coming down on them. But for these guys, even Elvis Dumervil with the second incident, this one involving guns, you know, the stuff involving drugs and guns and drinking and driving, especially when it's a second or a third offense on somebody, I really believe it's time for Commissioner Goodell to do what's in the best interest of the National Football League and to really punish these guys severely, because obviously what we've noticed is that nothing else really gets it done, because these guys have been told and warned until they're blue in the face. And having been a part of the rookie symposium, including this year, you know, out there in Aurora, Ohio, you know, guys like Michael Vick and Pac-Man Jones shared with me as I moderated those panels that, you know, the only way they could have learned was the hard way. And obviously that's what we try to avoid with the rookie symposium.
Right.
But they felt like they needed to learn the hard way, and it sounds like or seems like we've got some other guys that need to do that this year as well.
Ross, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time. We look forward to talking with you down the road, my friend.
Yeah, anytime, Vic. That's a great thing you guys are doing over there at ClevelandBrowns.com.
Thank you so much. He is Ross Tucker, former Brown offensive lineman, briefly, former NFL offensive lineman, current host on Sirius XM NFL Radio. You can also catch his written work on SportsUSAMedia.com and check him out on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Register today at Southeast Harley-Davidson for the 2012 Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. Registration is only $35 each and benefits the Cleveland Browns Foundation and the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. Ride with Browns President Mike Holmgren from Southeast Harley-Davidson to the Cleveland Browns training facility and enjoy the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. Join the ride Saturday, July 28th at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile off I-480.
All this market volatility is really unsettling.
I don't understand how earnings can go up, but stocks go down.
I know Europe has debt issues, but I don't understand why this affects my portfolio.
I need someone to look out for my financial goals and interests.
Investing today can be complicated, but with the right partner, it doesn't have to be. I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. Baird has guided local families and businesses through the challenges of the last decade. Our global resources and research keep the big picture in perspective, while our deep expertise in financial, tax, and estate planning ensure the advice we give is tailored to your specific needs. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that everyone at Baird is fully invested in your success.
Discover the advantage of a financial partner with your best interests in mind. Visit BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Lake County Captains Baseball is 10 years old this year. Join us for a very special season at Classic Park as we celebrate our diamond anniversary all season long. Help us relive and make new memories with promotions like
Buck Night Mondays, Feed Your Face Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Friday and Saturday fireworks, and Family Fun Sundays. For ticket schedule and promotion, visit CaptainsBaseball.com and find us on Facebook to wish us a happy anniversary.
Come celebrate 10 years of family memories.
With the Captains, Lake County Captains.
It's cash for clunkers. Get cash for your clunkers now at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi at the new location, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Trade in your old clunker, any old hunk of junk, and get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 towards a brand new Mitsubishi. That's a minimum $3,500 off plus special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model, including Lancer, Galant, Eclipse, Outlander, and Evolution. They're all backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Or plug into the future with a 2012 iNEV, Mitsubishi's innovative electric vehicle. It gets 112 mpge and it's in stock now. Turn trash into cash. At least $3,500 off a brand new Mitsubishi right now. Only at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000, 440-534-5000, or visit MentorMitsubishi.com. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We bring in Brett Reynolds now, the Vice President of Marketing for the Browns. Lots to talk about, Brett. First and foremost, so much excitement around the team with the start of the preseason. Training camp is really a special outing. So what can fans expect to see this year?
Sure, Vic, and thanks for having us in. We always love visiting with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. and really, training camp, there is no other time of the year for diehard Browns fans like training camp.
Right.
You know, this year's training camp, it is in association with Cleveland Clinic and your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. It's going to feature 16 sessions open to the public over the period of 3.5 weeks, starting with Saturday with the 8:45 a.m. full squad practice.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And how about access that people can have to the players? Because really, camp is an opportunity for people to get closer to players than they really can under almost any other circumstances.
You know, Vic, that's one of the beauties of training camp. We are probably going to have the most talked about backyard of any community over the next 3.5 weeks. And we encourage people to come out to our backyard because, first of all, the facility looks incredible. The grounds crew does a great job, and the fields are immaculate.
Right.
And it's just a special experience when you walk through the gate and you get the chance, as you pointed out, to come sit next to the field, right at the bylines.
Yeah.
Watch the players from that close. There is no other time during the year that you can get this close to the players as you can during training camp.
These practice fields, by the way, are literally in my backyard where I physically live. So, yeah, it's great. Brett, as far as general information, how do people find out, you know, what's going on and what are the particulars? We know it's free of charge for access, but tell us what else people need to know.
Sure. Well, as everybody knows, it's held right here at Cleveland Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. And you said it, Vic, it is open to the public, free of charge. The gates open 1 hour prior to the starting time of practice. And parking is also free, available at Baldwin Wallace College. It's easy to do. You park there. You walk through the south entry off of Beach Street. And as we said, you can access the practice fields right up next to the sidelines. See the players. There's bleacher seating. There's also wheelchair accessible seating available. And then our favorite topic, everybody always wants to know about autographs.
Yep.
And autographs are special. We do something that we think is unique in that each session, the Browns event staff distributes about 200 autograph coupons primarily to children.
Sure.
So we love our next generation of Browns backers, and of course we see a ton of fans coming out, but we really focus in on the kids. And those autograph coupons are redeemable at one of the two team autograph tents that are clearly marked. And each day, the team, the coaches, they assign a position group at random for the days of those autographs, and everybody with a coupon is guaranteed an autograph.
Brett, another thing just to hit upon here is the fact that with all this training going on, it's in preparation for what we all expect to be a very exciting season. This team adding the young talent, especially on offense. Pat Shurmur going into his second year as a head coach. Ticket sales, the opportunity to buy single game tickets. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, you know, ticket sales, as you know, is always a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
And the general perception, as it has always been, is that it is a tough ticket to get. And we are, first of all, so thankful to our very loyal season ticket holders. The renewals went very well, as expected. We're just so thankful to the season ticket holders who have been so loyal. And really their reaction is, we think, to the team's leadership of sticking to the plan.
Sure.
And that plan is playing out here on the field, and again, for their support, and we are grateful. And now that we turn from season tickets, there's the three-game ticket plan.
Yep.
That three-game plan is a really hot item right now.
Sure.
And that is available through, today and all the way leading up to the time of the season for fans' ability to pick the three-game plan. And they can do that anytime, either through clevelandbrowns.com or by calling the ticket office directly at 440-824-3434.
And individual tech sales?
And that's the biggie. The individual game sales, those go on sale with single game tickets on Wednesday, August 1st. And those tickets will go on sale through Ticketmaster. And that number, Vic, is 1-800-745-3000.
You are the man. Thank you so much for your information.
Vic, always a pleasure.
To our social media pages that we go to, and again, the newest being Browns_Daily, the official Cleveland Browns Daily Driven by Liberty Ford Twitter page. Christopher says from Twitter, he says, I've got a good feeling about this Browns team. If they stay healthy, we're going to shock the NFL in 2012. It does a hashtag BelieveLand. I like that, Christopher, especially in the wake of a lot of negative stuff from the national pundits. You heard what Ross Tucker said in this show about that as well. Noah from Facebook, who will start at quarterback in week one. Going to go with Brandon Whedon on that one, Noah. Still got to see this thing play out. You heard Pat Shurmur talk about it as well, but I do think that that's how this is going to come down. All right, we want to thank Pat Shurmur for his contribution to the show. Ross Tucker with us as well. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank Daniel Lavelli. Want to thank Casey Kula and Brett Reynolds as well. Casey Kula is doing an outstanding job in place of Dave DiNatale as our producer tonight. The Ohio State Roundtable is next. We will join you again tomorrow night. Hanford Dixon will be with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Cleveland Browns Daily is an original Cleveland Browns production and a subsidiary of the Cleveland Browns Media Network. Copyright 2011, all rights reserved.